Question: How to overcome anger? Swamiji, one can solve a problem or question easily by knowing the formula. There is a formula for solving every question. If you know the formula for that question, you can get the answer very easily. Now the question is how to overcome anger. First thing of how anger sprouts. According to Gita, anger sprouts forth from desire. Men generally think that desire means the wish to gain money, property, material wealth, etc. This is also desire, but the real desire is things should be favorable to us. If things are not favorable to our will, we get angry. There is no gain in having a desire because others such as your wife, son, co-workers, friends, etc. cannot always fulfill your desire, as they too have certain ideas, conceptions, beliefs and desires which are different from yours. If you want them to fulfill your desires, you should also fulfill their desires. Otherwise, what right have you to get your desires satisfied by them? Therefore, do not insist on getting your desires satisfied. The reason for wanting to get your desires fulfilled is your pride, a feeling of superiority. If you truly want peace, root out your pride because it is at the root of all demoniac traits. All the other demoniac traits of Kali Yuga, such as anger, greed, infatuation, jealousy, fraud and hypocrisy, etc., depend on pride. Pride is where all of these malicious traits originate. So if you do not renounce pride, how can anger be overcome? So what is the method to root out your pride? Simply speaking, those who disobey you and don't do as you wish are helping you in rooting out your pride, while those who do as you wish strengthen your pride. So, in all earnestness, those that disobey you are actually your well-wishers. Therefore, if you want your welfare, it is beneficial for you that others do not do exactly as you wish. These individuals are helpful well-wishers in removing your pride. Though they intentionally are not wanting to remove your pride and do good to you, yet their disobedience is weakening and removing your pride. Do you want your welfare and benediction, or do you want a downfall or boost in your evil tendencies? Gita says, Dambho Darpobh Manash Krodha, Gita chapter 16, Shloka 4. Pretentious pride, conceit, arrogance, anger, hardness, and ignorance arise in one born of demoniac nature. Therefore, those who disobey you are bringing forth divine virtues in you. When pride subsides, anger will automatically subside. From Art of Living in English by Swami Ramsukhdas Ji.